Roey, you mentioned it before. Another key signing for the Crows today. This time, Luke Brown has put pen to paper for another 2 years, and he joins us now. Luke, congratulations.
Thanks, Roey. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. Thanks for coming on, mate. Clearly a positive vibe down at the Adelaide Football Club at the moment. Everyone's keen to commit further to the club.
Yeah, there is a bit of a good vibe going around at the moment. Everyone's getting the deal signed and delivered, so we're really happy with where the club's going, and I'm really looking forward to being part of that for another 2 years.
Look, and you're part of a young defence. Has that invigorated the place? You've had some new players come down there. Jake Lever's spent time along with Jake Kelly. Rory Laird's been in great form. So has it been good to be part of that defence so far this year?
Yeah, it has been. I feel like our development has been enormous this year. We've had to really step up, seeing as Brent Riley, who was our most experienced player, went down in pre-season, as leaves Daniel Talia, who's now our most experienced player down back, and he's only played 80-odd games. So, no, it's really building well, and we're starting to gel together, and a lot of development from the young guys pushing up, which is really helpful to keep our spot in the team.
Luke, congratulations on the two-year deal. Fantastic. I got a couple of names for you. I call you Captain Quiet Achiever. I also call you Captain Reliable. And another one, just Captain Durable. You played 44
What's
on
with the
trial. Well, I don't know which captain it is. But do you mind, Luke, firstly? You don't mind being called Durable, Reliable or a Quiet Achiever, I'm sure.
No, I'm happy with those words. They're pretty good words. As long as I'm helping the team win, then so be it. I'll take them any day of the week.
And how do you enjoy your role being set on the most dangerous small forward?
Yeah, I do actually really enjoy it. It's one of the toughest jobs in footy, besides probably being fullback and the key forwards, to stand up against the best small forwards in the competition and try and beat them week in, week out is a real big challenge, and I pride myself on being able to do that. So yeah, I love what I'm able to do for the team, and if I keep getting picked for it, I'll keep doing it.
Well, there's Lindsay Thomas, Ballantyne, Wingard, Cyril. I think Bix had a stat at the start of the show congratulating you, Luke, saying in 11 games you've only allowed 7 direct goals against you. You got another good one in your team by the name of Eddie Betts. How do you think you'd go if you had to stand him?
I think I was lucky enough. I'd never had to play him in a proper match. I played him in the pre-season match, and I feel like I did all right, but it's a big step up from pre-season to normal match. I do play him a fair bit in the pre-season, in the sort of match him, and it's not an easy task, let me tell you that. There's a few good goals kicked on me in those games, so it definitely helps playing on the best small forward in the competition week in, week out at training, and I think it prepares me the best for playing against those type of players.
I was going to say, it would sharpen you, because he'd be able to help you and you'd be able to help him, Luke.
Yeah, exactly right, and also Charlie Cameron, he's another up-and-coming.
Yes.
I play a fair bit on him, and I try to help him out and tell him what we don't like as small defenders. So, we all work well together and try to make each other better, which is really good for the team.
One of the things, well, we all know you're a bit of a softly spoken young gentleman. One of the things Phil Walsh said when he arrived at the club, I won't have players who don't speak on the field. Has that been a challenge for you to really step that communication part of your game up?
Yeah, I guess it has been. It's not my strongest suit. I sort of am a bit quiet and I try to let my actions do the talking, but as you said, Phil wants that in the team, and we're a young backline, so I've been trying to step up as a leader and try and help out like Tilesy and Cheney, who's really stepped up as well for us. So now I've tried to do that, and I feel like I am coming along pretty well. There's a long way to go, but I'm developing nicely in that area, I think.
What's the next step in your game? Roey mentioned you've been really tight and been able to lock down players. From an outsider looking in, I'd love to see you attack more. Is that something the coach has spoken to you about?
Yeah, I've spoken to Darren Milburn a lot about that, and when's the right time to come off and become an option, because I think my ball use this year has been pretty good, and I think I'm kicking the ball pretty well. So it's just about trying to get the ball in my hands and getting the right spots to do that. I think Rory Laird stepped up really nicely, and he's finding good spots. He's getting a fair bit of footy lately, which is nice, and I think if I start to do that a bit more, and it really elevate my game, and I'll look forward to trying to achieve that.
Another big challenge for you this week, the Brisbane side. They've got some really dangerous small players, blokes like Green and Taylor and the like. You'll get an opportunity to earn your money again this week, no doubt.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any easier. They have a really small forward line, Christian and Zorko as well. So, no, it'll be another big challenge, and I really look forward to it. And I think we have players capable of stopping them, so Roy Led will be back, hopefully. And we have the other players around there who can help us out and give us chop out, so really look forward to the challenge, and hopefully we can get the win this week.
What about Tex? We know you've got a little bit of a longer week this week in terms of you played Thursday night. He got a knock on his hip. How's that coming up, and is he likely to take his spot on the side?
Yeah, well, he trained today, so I'd say if he doesn't pull up sore in the next couple of days, he'd be fine to go. But as far as I know, yeah, he did train today and got through.
Well, you can get through and you can really get through. They're bloody sore, those things, Luke, those hip corners.
Yeah, well, the corkies are tough things. They're different types of corkies. They develop differently. I think I had one for the first 5 weeks of the year this year, and it was hard to get through, but you're still able to do it, and you put it in the back of the mind any time you go into a game anyway. Corky things happen in footy. I'm sure Tex will perform. If he's ready to perform, he will, and as far as I know, he's ready to go.
Well, let's hope he's right. Hendo's going to be around the mark as well. I think Crouchy's going to be there.
Jakey
Lever, Sam Shaw. So it's going to be really tight for selection. Back to the team, Luke. What's the team been working on since last Thursday's game?
Well, I think it's been highlighted in the media lately that our kicking efficiency has been pretty poor. So we've been working on that at training. We've been doing pretty solid sessions, and we've been trying to work under fatigue and try and hit those targets and play our style of footy. Also trying to keep the defence up at the same time. Our defence as a team has been good for most of games, and then there's been patches where it's been a bit off, and teams have been able to pull away a little bit like Hawthorn did on the weekend. So the main thing is trying to get our kicking right, because that's the whole point of the game. Get your kicks right, kick a goal, and you win the game.
Closed sessions, it's hard for us to get and see that. So to the 19th man that's listening, how does it look? You've got to improve the kick. There's no question about that. So just an example of a training drill, you say, kick under fatigue. How does that look? And how often do you do it, or how many hours a training session, or how many times a week do you actually work on that, Luke? To give them an idea of just how hard you're really going at getting this leg right.
Yeah, well, I guess it's more of a match sim type drill. So we do a lot of match sim type drills where it's game specific, so as hard as we work in the games, that's what we do in training. As long the training is shorter than a game, so we're not getting as fatigued. So they're short bursts, but we're still under the immense pressure when we get the ball, because we're doing a fair bit of sprints and getting our intensity up. So it's match sim and match type like intensity, and that's what we're trying to do in games. So if we can hit our targets at training, then we should be able to execute during the games.
See, the errors I'm seeing in a game, I wouldn't put down to fatigue. Some of them happen in the first couple of minutes. Look at Richard Douglas. I mean, is it decision-making, or is it the skill of the player? And again, the 19th man wants to know, can the coaches get that kick right before the end of the year? Because you get it right, you win it better than any team, Luke. You get your hand on the damn thing, but you're not keeping it.
Yeah, I think it's been the simple options as well that we've sort of missed. So as long as it could be come down to a concentration thing for the individual, I'm not too sure. But, yeah, we certainly do have to pick up that area of our game and start and hit the targets we should and kick in the goals.
Now, Luke, your great mate, excuse me, Rory Laird, signed up last week or earlier this week. We spoke to him. We asked him what he was going to spend any surplus cash on that he had because he signed the deal. He talked about his new car. Now, can we expect anything from you? Or he intimated to me that maybe you have short arms and deep pockets.
I did not.
He did.
Did he?
Is that true?
Is that true, Luke?
I don't know about that. He's got deep pockets, Lady, so he's had that car for a long time, so he was definitely due to get a new one. I think he's had the same car since he's come into the club, so it was a old-looking thing, and he needed a new one.
And you?
As for my money, I did recently go halves in a boat with my brother.
Fisherman.
Yeah, we always went up to the river as kids, and throughout our younger years, because my dad has a boat as well, an old speed boat, and we love going on the river, and thought it would be a good way to spend our summer and our off time, going up the river and taking friends up and family and just driving them around in the boat.
Fabulous. So I pegged you as a fisherman fishing boat, but it's a ski boat. Look, you're a single ski. Are you a skier, or what do you call those other things you do?
Wakeboarding.
Yeah, there's a few things coming up. Wake surfing seems to be pretty popular. So, yeah, we'll see how we go. We'll give a few of those a crack in the off-season, but not too much. Can't can't get injuries on the water skiing.
A good Norwood man, Luke Brown, as well. Before we do let you go, Luke, Bix just said your best mate's Lady. I think you're a couple of little church mice. The conversations wouldn't exactly be riveting you. I mean, do you actually get into some deep conversations, you and Lady?
You'll be very surprised. Lady's actually not that quiet at the club.
No.
Oh, really?
He's a bit chirpy now, yeah.
Chirped up a bit, Lady.
He's averaging 22 possessions. He's playing
he's all Australian. So he's got
the
head wobble, Luke.
Definitely gives a few of the players.
Yeah.
You're not telling me that Lady's got the head wobble?
Oh, he must.
Hey, Luke, thanks so much for chatting with us, having a bit of fun at the end there as well. Good luck this week. As you said, you've got your work cut out. They've got a lot of fleet-footed small forwards, and you'll be well-stretched to be able to keep them in check. So good luck with that, and good luck for the game.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well done, Luke Brown there, Captain Reliable. And honestly, an undervalued role, that small defender. Mm. So, you know, we praise Tails to take the big key monster defender and does a great job.
Yep.
But to be able to stop a Cyril Rioli, a Ballantyne, a Lindsay Thomas, you know, a Chad Wingard, it is enormous, Bix.
Well, and
for the makeup of the back six,
from a coaching perspective,
tick that box.
Just to be able to, like you said, to say, oh, they've got a massive key forward. Well, that's Talia. They've got this really dangerous little forward. Luke Brown will get that done, and more often than not, they're able to do it and do the job well. So, congratulations to Luke, 2-year extension. That's great news.